produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes.
He is greater. There's none like him. There's none that can compare to him. When I looked in the scriptures early this morning, and I had basically was preparing for the 8 a.m. and the 10 a.m. worship celebrations, and I spoke basically the same message in both the 8 and the 10 message entitled Your Day Will Come. And so many times people are engulfed with so many horrific actions that have braced themselves against them, feel like they want to give up sometime. Sometimes they feel as if the world itself is against them. And we live in some strange days. And one of the late bishops, especially Bishop J.O. Patterson Sr., used to say, we live in days that man has never seen, and some days that God himself has seldom seen. Strange days when people can kill someone and go home and go to sleep and watch TV. Strange days when fathers are against sons and mothers against daughters. But even as strange as it seems, it's biblical prophecy in the making. Not only that, it's biblical prophecy as what's transpiring around the globe. Even as we speak, the different regimes that are in basically a terrible state of disconcertment, that their whole playhouses are being torn down, but it's only setting the stage for other things to transpire. That which has happened in Egypt, that which is happening now even in Libya and Syria, these type things are things that the Bible has already spoken concerning. When I looked in the scripture this morning, and you can get your Bibles, book of Isaiah chapter 37, book of Isaiah chapter 37. I want you to go there. God laid this on my heart, and give me about 10 to 15 minutes and I'll get out of your way. Isaiah chapter 37. I want you to go down to verse 14. When you get there, let me hear you say, "Got it." The rest of you will catch up with us. It reads like this: "And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up unto the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord." Let me read that one more time. "And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up unto the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord." That's what I want to talk to you about for the next few moments. The topic entitled, "Spread It Before the Lord." Why don't you encourage somebody with that right now? Tell them, "Spread it before the Lord." This really begins basically the history of what Hezekiah is dealing with. You have to go back into chapter 16, and basically you have another version of this in 2 Kings chapter 19. But when you get into chapter 36, you get the historical interlude between the two main sections of prophecies of the book of Isaiah. Here you get the historical values from chapter 1 to verses 35, and then from chapter 40 through verses 66. You will find these chapters in between there record some very serious times in the history of Judah as well as the history of Jerusalem. When we find out that here, this chapter records the history of the invasions of Judah by Sennacherib, who was king of Israel, or Assyria rather. Not only that, it records the defeat of Sennacherib. Now you got to understand that at this particular time, when you study the history of the Assyrians, God placed them in a position to be antagonistic toward the children of Israel. He used the Assyrians to basically keep Israel in check. A lot of folk may not agree with that, but they was constantly always being bombarded with the threats from the Assyrians. But just as the power of Assyria was reaching its height, Judah was having a godly king in the person of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, he ruled Judah in such a way that it pleased the Lord, as it pleased his ancestor David, his predecessor. Hezekiah restored the temple. Not only that, he reestablishes David's way of worship, and he leads his people into the rededication to the Lord. Godly king. But even in spite of that, you will find Hezekiah getting tied up in his own folly. Gets to the point now where some things begin to transpire, and the king of Assyria sent a guy out by the name of Rabshakeh, who came from Lachish to Jerusalem, and basically to go to Hezekiah to let him know that we're coming to defeat Judah. And the Bible said that he came with a great army. Now note the fact that Satan, basically before he institute his major attack, he wants to institute fear. The Bible said that fear is a tormentor, but it says that perfect love casts out fear. As a matter of fact, that's not a spirit that God has given you, but let somebody shout power, love, and of a sound mind. You got to understand that as Hezekiah got there, he stood, the Bible said, by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. But then from the camp of Hezekiah, he sent out Eliakim, and that was Hilkiah's son, who was over the household. Sent him out, Shebna, who was a scribe, and Joel, Asaph's son, who was the recorder. Note, that's how we get all this history right now, because they kept people that kept good records. When they got there, Rabshakeh said unto them, I want you to go tell Hezekiah that basically the great king, you're talking about the king of Assyria, he said, what confidence is this whereby in that you trusted? In other words, we're getting ready to come and invade Jerusalem. And when we get ready to come in there, I want to know who your God going to be. And I want to know how's you going to stand against the Assyrians. We got a record. We got a track record that everywhere we've gone, we're defeated. Everybody and your next. The devil has always tried to defeat God's people. First of all, as I said, with the fear tactic. As soon as you get some little pain, the devil try to tell you, oh, that's the big one. And you head to the doctor and he comes out frowned all up. Hello, somebody. But Hezekiah got the news. And the news came back to Hezekiah by way of a letter. And I'm closing now. And when he finally got the letter says what all was going to be done. And the bad part of the letter, they want to say, now what's your God going to do? Hezekiah took the letter. I'm through. And spread it for the Lord. How many of y'all have had bad news? You done got bad letters. And look like you fall apart. Look like everything is just going south on you. Don't know who to turn to. Why don't you just lean on somebody and tell them you better spread it before the Lord. I'm telling you right now, there's times where it look like you're just gonna lose it. You got to learn how to spread it before the Lord. I know we live in a bad downturn of the economic world. It look like the money just not short but short, and not a whole lot that people can basically handle right now. Go to the gas station, just look around, just looking. You know, ain't no hurry to even put the pump in the tank. And everybody now is trying to readjust to what is happening in the world of economics. But what is happening right now, and we all counted for a downturn, but what's going to happen? Some people are going to learn how to readjust. Some people are going to learn how to be conservative. And I ain't talking about a political realm. You're going to learn how to handle your business properly. You're going to learn that you can't buy every pair of red shoes you see. There's some stuff that you're going to learn during this downturn of these economics. Some folk going to learn how to eat right. We're going to eat more apples because we ain't got enough money to deal with the steaks. Whole lot of things we're going to learn. We gonna get out of the tailor-made suits. You'll see a lot more service with some jeans and a jacket. It ain't cause we trying to be cool. Economics gonna teach us something. We gonna get out of the riding the longest cars. Everybody gonna have a who go out the wire and a plug on the side of the car. See where we can plug it in and get some more electricity to keep going. Some things teaches us discipline. What is happening now? The family structure. We have lost discipline. We have lost it. Any time that the children can cuss the mama and the daddy out like he grown, you've lost discipline. We have lost discipline. When the school teacher is scared, I think they ought to be the highest paid people in the world. I really do. I really think school teachers, I don't know how y'all do it, but I think y'all ought to be some of the most high paid folk. I didn't say nothing about the board down there. I said the school teacher. It's a strange phenomenon when they're scared to teach and can't teach without being threatened. What kind of society do we live in now? We have lost our discipline. We have losing our identity. And we cannot continue, even as a people, to continue to make excuses for our downfall.
He was there. Waiting patiently in line, he was there all the time. When I felt like giving up, while all of my strength was gone. Oh, nobody was around. I called on my family. Oh, some of them couldn't be found. That's when I had to depend on Jesus. I had to lean on Him. I had to call on Him. And He answered my prayer. Can I get a witness? Won't He answer prayer this evening? Won't He answer prayer this evening? Have you tried Jesus? Oh, no, no. I just want to let you know, don't worry. Because He's there. He's there. When people lie on you, right there. When they talk about you, He's right there. When they grin at your face and tell lies behind your back, don't worry. Oh, don't worry, don't worry. He's there. Yeah, I know that. Oh, He was there. All you have to do is call on Him.
Call on Him, call on Him.
Don't worry about what your neighbor said, call
on Him. Don't worry, don't worry. Don't worry, don't worry. Don't worry, 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 worry. He was there
in the morning.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.